Hi, I'm Harry and welcome back to my podcast. Today I'm going to introduce some recipes that are literally delectable and simple to make. They not only are beneficial for your health, but also play a vital role in losing weight, which may satisfy you all summer long. So the first one must be the best for breakfast, as it contains protein and carbs that makes you feel full of energy all day. So the first is healthy tiramisu overnight dessert oats. So you will need 3/4 cup old fashioned rolled oats, 3 packets natural sweetener, pinch of salt, 1.5 cup unsweetened vanilla almond milk, 3 tablespoons strong brewed coffee, cooled to room temperature, 2 tablespoons bland non-fat Greek yogurt, 1 tablespoon mascarpone cheese, 1.5 tablespoon vanilla paste, and 1 tablespoon unsweetened Dutch roses, cocoa powder. So here's how you're going to make it. First, you in a bowl stir together the oats, packet, sweetener, and salt. Second, pour in the milk and coffee, then stir in yogurt, mascarpone, and vanilla paste. Cover and refrigerate overnight. And the last one is dust the cocoa powder over the oats before serving. Then enjoy it. And then the second recipe here will be your first choice for lunch due to its simplicity. It's noodle-free chicken pad thai inspired. So you will need these ingredients: cooking oil, you can choose like olive oil, avocado oil, coconut oil, butter, whole eggs, omelet for egg-free, chicken breast, or chicken sticks or ground chicken may be okay. So, and then broccoli slaw, if you can find it, no sweet. Simply add additional cabbage or carrots or a coleslaw mix. And then you will need shredded red cabbage, may substitute green cabbage or go with a mix. Then you will need shred carrots for a quick and easy option. Use pre-shredded red bell pepper and color of bell pepper will work. Yellow onion adds flavor, but feel free to omit if you don't like onions. Green onion, thinly slice separating the white light green parts. With dark green parts, as they are added at different times. Garlic cloves. Fresh garlic is the best in this recipe. For a quick and easy option, use pre-minced garlic. Fresh ginger, may substitute ground ginger. Optional garnishes, chopped clarinchol, rye roasted cashews. Season seeds, sliced green onion, fresh lime juice. And about the sauce, you will need almond butter, coconut aminos, lime juice, crushed red pepper, add just a little heat, rice vinegar, a common ingredient in many Asian sauces, toasted sesame oil, and here's how you're gonna do it. First, place a large skillet, at least 12-inch skillet, over medium-high heat. Add 1 teaspoon of cooking fat. Once hot, add the whisked eggs and scramble. Remove from the skillet and set aside. Second, to the skillet, add the additional 1 teaspoon of cooking fat as well as the cooked chicken. Salt for about 2 minutes, then add the remaining skillet ingredients except for the dark green parts of the green onion. The skillet will be very full until it cooks down. Continue to cook for 12 minutes. Carefully stirring occasionally. Step 3, meanwhile combine the sauce ingredients and whisk until well combined and smooth. Step 4, once the veggies are tender or cooked down and the chicken is cooked through, add the eggs back to the skillet, the dark green parts of green onion and the sauce. Stir to combine and allow to cook for another 1 to 2 minutes or until heated through. Step 5 is the last one. Serve hot, top with cilantro, cashews, and green onion. Squeeze with fresh lemon juice. So tips for making this recipe for chicken. Feel free to use what you have on hand or what is on sale. Change up the vegetables with what is available to you. If you can buy pre-baggage broccoli slaw, simply substitute additional cabbage and carrots. Use the largest skillet you own. I recommend at least a 12-inch skillet, as the amount of vegetables will really fill it up to the point it is almost overflowing. But no worries, it will cook down. Garnish as you please. I love topping it with rye roasted cashews for crunch, cilantro, and fresh squeezed lime juice. So good. To make this recipe an especially easy meal, I recommend pre-chopping all of the veggies, cooking the chicken, and making the sauce up to 2 days in advance. The way when you're going to make the meal, the bulk of the work is completed. And then egg and avocado cucumber rolls is the staple of the day. It could make you feel full without containing a large number of calories. A bad choice for dinner. About the ingredients, you will need 4 eggs, 1 to 2 cucumbers, 1 ripe avocado, 1 handful of chives, coarse salt and pepper. So here's how you're going to make it. Boil your eggs for about 8 to 9 minutes. While they are boiling, finally cut your chives and remove the avocados from the skin. Peel the eggs and add them to a large bowl with the avocado, chives, and a good pinch of coarse salt and pepper. Then use a fork and knife to chop and press everything together. You should have quite a mushy mixture. After that, use a mandolin or white vegetable peeler to peel thin strips of cucumber. You will need 2 per roll. Layer 2 pieces of cucumber on top of each other and spread a heaped tablespoon of the egg mixture into a thin layer over the cucumber. Roll the cucumber tightly into itself. Garnish with a little more chive, salt and pepper, and serve straight away. So that is the end of my podcast. Thank you for listening. Enjoy them and follow me for more content. Thank you.